rocks.com. Streaming as well at 977rocks.com. Game number two of the 2018 season. Good afternoon from Seth Grove Stadium in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. We're out east today for some Rock football. I'm Bob Kupp along with Glenn Thompson. Welcome back to 2018, Glenn.
Excited to be here. Thanks to Tyler filling in last week. But, I'm ready to get back to it and enjoying the road trip out here to Shippensburg.
Yes, rode out with John Holtz yesterday, the director of athletic communications, and he always does a nice job hosting us. And nice to be back in Shippensburg. This is a nice area. Not such a nice day today, and boy, does this bring back irony, because we were here 6 years ago, and we had to interrupt the game in the first quarter and leave the broadcast booth because there was a tornado warning. So let's not hope for that today. But we do have some rain, although it does look like here as we approach game time, we're about 20 minutes away from kickoff. Some clearing seems to be moving in, so maybe we've had some morning rain. It does look like some spotty rain could be with us this afternoon, so we'll see how that plays out. I know back home in western Pennsylvania, we're seeing the front end of some of the tropical rains that will be with us all weekend. So we're going to have a little wet weather, but this is going to be an interesting day today, because home field advantage for these two teams, it doesn't get any more impressive, I guess, in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference than these two schools. Yep. We know the Rock is very good at Mahalik Thompson Stadium, and the Red Raiders of Shippensburg are very good here at Seth Grove Stadium, and no prime example than going back to the previous meetings of these two teams. The last time these two teams met, 5 years ago, 2013, the Rock winning 58-38, as you heard in the pregame with Coach Sean Lutz. And 6 years ago, we were here, and it was 55-35. So, and these two teams have alternated the last seven times they've played. The home team has all won.
Yeah, and you look back to since 2011, this Shippensburg team at home averaging 40 points per game on this field since that time, and that's best in the conference since in that time frame. So yeah, this is a obviously they just feel comfortable here. They always get a good crowd here. Maybe the weather will kind of peel some of that back today, as maybe people are just going to tune in instead of coming out and dealing with the weather. But still, a tough place to play, a team that loves to play on their home field and puts up a ton of points. But on top of that, this year now you have a Shippensburg team that, especially on the front seven, very strong, very tough, and so now you got to battle both on both sides of the ball today against this Ship team.
Well, you look at six of their starting front seven are all seniors, yep. So they're very experienced. They can make plays. Yep. They can come after you, so it's going to be an interesting task for this relatively young Rock offense, or at least when you look at it, they're kind of newbies together.
Right, and I think the recipe has to be more of the same from last week. You had 269 on the ground, 272 through the air. When you can come out with that kind of balance on offense, I don't care how good the opposing defense is, it's so hard to defend, because now you have to worry about every player on the field as opposed to just targeting one. The other big thing that I thought was really jumping off the stat sheet at me from last week's game for Kester, he only completed 14 passes, but went for 200-some yards. He averaged 19 yards per completion, so big play capability for this offense through the air. And then Wes Hills came out and, you know, just a grinder last week. They had, what, all 250 of those 260-some yards rushing. So that guy, he's going to be a big focal point, especially today. You got some rain, you got some weather. You know, you'd like to stick with that balance, but the run game is going to be more key today dealing with these conditions out here.
Yeah, and speaking with Coach Sean Lutz this week in our weekly meeting, he is expecting the Rock receivers to become more involved and more in tune with Andrew Kester. In particular, he wants to see that slot position become more diverse. He wants to be able to see his quarterback spread that ball around a little more, and we know that that's critical when it comes to this Rock offense.
Well, in this spread offense that the Rock runs, where you have most of the time two slot receivers on the field, yeah, you got to get production out of them, because a lot of times those slot receivers are replacing a tight end, one of your outside guys, and so the focal point of this offense really through the passing game is down the middle, down the seams with those slot guys. And so you need that chemistry, you need those guys to be on the same page with your quarterback. You know, I think last week was just the first week. The mistakes that were made were not so much talent related or skill related. It was just, you know, getting the rust off for the first week. And I think we'll see some of those mistakes go away here in the second week. You know, now that they got a game under their belts, they're feeling a little bit better, had another week of practice. You know, I think a lot of that should clean up itself a little bit on offense this week.
And when you look at the defense, they lead the nation right now. Slippery Rock does in tackles for a loss after one game. 17 tackles for a loss last week. Yeah. Yet on the flip side, 31 missed tackles. That's why last week came down to a touchdown differential.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, whenever you don't watch a game or you're not at a game and all of a sudden you see 17 tackles for loss but also 31 missed tackles, you sit there and you scratch your head and said, what in the heck happened? You know, those are just two bizarre stats to go together. But, you know, obviously 17 tackles for a loss means that this defensive line has the capability to get a great surge off the snap, get into the backfield and be disruptive. And whether that's, you know, sacks on the quarterback, blowing up runs in the backfield, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback, trying to push him out of the pocket. If that front four, which has been the strength of the Rock defense for years, is just getting pressure with the front four. You know, we don't see Slippery Rock blitz a ton. It's not, you know, occasionally they'll bring a linebacker and go five, but for the most part, the only four getting after the quarterback are the down linemen. So, you know, if you can have 17 tackles for loss in one game from your four down linemen, you're doing something right.
Well, you got Wilfred Clark back. He was out all of last year after a preseason injury. He looked good last week. Newcomer Jeff Marks in the mix. Trey Blanford and Chad Kuhn on the outside. And there's a lot of depth, too, with Zach Bader and others being able to, along with Tim Suave, to be some of the backups or that transition. They didn't have that last year. They had Marcus Martin out there with a lot of wheels and really didn't have that experience to go to complement him, really.
Yeah, you know, the problem is whenever you have a talent like a Marcus Martin, you just kind of say, all right, you go do it. And you just rely on him to just be your disruptor on defense. You know, it's getting back to a more total team approach this year. It's going to take all four of the guys on the down line and all three linebackers to really be a presence in that box, stopping the run and getting after the quarterback.
The Rock winning 38-31 against Kentucky State last week. Shippensburg coming off of a win over Clarion, and we'll talk about that as we come back. Glenn's going to head down to the field and visit with Coach Sean Lutz, and we'll do that coming up as we get set for pregame. As we continue from Seth Grove Stadium this afternoon, it's the Rock and the Shippensburg Red Raiders, both teams coming into the game 1-0 overall, and two high-flying offenses and two intense defenses. I think we're going to have a great, great game here this afternoon. So we'll get set for it and get you ready for the pregame. The Shippensburg band is on field right now and getting the crowd warmed up, and we'll see how the crowd is today. Usually they have an incredible crowd, and I can already see across the way a lot of the Rock faithful have made the trip as well. There's a nice contingent building in as well. Let's take a break, send it back to the studio for some of our Rock sponsors here today, and we'll be back with more pregame. Bob Cupp and Glenn Thompson with you with the Rock and Shippensburg coming up next on The Rock Station, 97.7 FM.
Lutz Automotive is one of the area's most complete auto repair facilities. Mark and Jared do it all. Brakes, alignments, welding and fabricating, muffler work, and state inspections. Lutz Automotive also does transmission work and will rebuild transmissions on site if necessary. You'll always get an honest assessment of your vehicle's repair cost, and Mark and Jared stand by their work. There are a lot of great garages out there, but there's only one Lutz Automotive on Route 8, 1 mile from Branston Road, near Slippery Rock.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need, from spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the farm showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits. Free PA state inspections. Free service.
Yeah, go ahead and run one more.
And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North. More cars. Lower prices. Just try us.
Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Radio is America's number one mass reach medium. Yes, you heard that correctly. More people listen to the radio on an average weekly basis than watch TV or search the internet. And there's a reason why. We play your favorite songs, we have your favorite DJs, and we also cover local news, sports, and weather always live and always on time. So if 93% of Americans are listening to radio, wouldn't it make sense for your business to be there too? At the Butler Radio Network, you get what you won't get at other places. Better service that offers a tangible result on your investment. Local music, local news, local DJs, and local businesses make local radio. So while all the big market stations focus group their music and overanalyze the market, we're doing radio the way it was meant to be. The Butler Radio Network takes pride in what we do. We care about where we work, we care about who listens, and we care about our local businesses. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit butlerradio.com and click on the advertising page. I'm Tyler Friel, and I love what we do.
I'm Kyle Hall, also known as OG, playing DB for Slippery Rock University, and you're listening to Rock Football. Go Rock.
I'm Jake Chapla, kicker here at Slippery Rock, and you're listening to Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
And we welcome you back to Rock Football. Seth Grove Stadium, the site today, Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. The Shippensburg Red Raiders, led by their head coach, Mark McCheskey. And he owns a 57-24 overall record, leading the Red Raiders to seven straight winning seasons, the most successful stretch at Shippensburg, dating back all the way to the 1950s. And we're talking about even going through legendary coaches like Rocky Rees. He was also a player here at Shippensburg. In fact, an All-PSAC defensive lineman three times from 1989 to 1992. Of course, the Rock, led by head coach Sean Lutz, now entering his third year as a Rock head coach. He owns a 16-7 overall record so far. This is his 23rd year with Slippery Rock University as a coach. And our very own Glenn Thompson is down on the field right now with coach Sean Lutz.
Getting set for kickoff between Shippensburg and Slippery Rock, joined by Rock head coach Sean Lutz. Coach, as we get ready for week two, how's the injury update for your team heading into this game?
Actually, pretty healthy. We get Jake Tessick back. He was an offensive line start first last week, and Brad Zaffron comes back, our linebacker, due to team policies breaking rules. So we feel good where we're at today.
Coming off of last week's game, Shippensburg held Clarion 0-14 on third down, also only 2.7 yards per carry. Tough test for your offense today against this front seven.
Well, the bottom line is against Shippensburg, they're a playoff football team. We got to play 60 minutes today. We can't have a lull like we did in the first half. They're not going to give you anything. We can't turn the ball over, and we got to play. We got to be able to run the football and establish the line of scrimmage. It's going to be the name of the game going forward tonight.
Coach, last week your offense, 269 on the ground, 272 through the air. Complete balance attack. Can we expect more of the same today?
I hope so, man. That's the key right there. Get that thing going. That's a good thing. So it's going to be a big game there. We're going to really find out what type of football team we have.
Coach, good luck today, and best of luck against Shippensburg.
Hey, thank you, and go Rock.
All right, and sounds like a fired up coach today. I'll say that much. Of course, the Rock coming in here 1-0, just like Shippensburg, and well, the Red Raiders, as I mentioned, took on last week Clarion and handled them pretty impressively for a slow start, just like the Rock. We talked about the Rock getting behind 28-7. Well, Shipp was trailing 10-7 at halftime. They actually played that game down in Pittsburgh at Highmark Stadium. But then they outscored the Golden Eagles 28-3 in the second half, pulling away for a 35-13 victory. And just like the Rock piling up 500 offensive yards, the Red Raiders went for 509. They're led by freshman quarterback Bryson Mussina, who came into Shippensburg from Lafayette. And if you recognize the last name, yes, it is true. He is the son of former Major League Baseball pitcher Mike Mussina, the Hall of Fame pitcher. He was 22 of 35, 348 yards, four touchdowns, didn't have an interception in his first start last week against Clarion. Winston Eubanks is a name we're going to be talking about a lot today. He's last year's Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference East Freshman of the Year. He caught just four passes last week, but it was for 161 yards, and this young man is a very talented receiver. Seeing some of the highlights last week, made a one-handed grab, made a great grab, beating two defenders. He can do it all. He's going to be dangerous. And they have a trio of running backs led by Sean Judge, who will get the start, Raleigh Serb and Marcus Lomini. They were pretty impressive last week. Shipp actually held defensively Clarion to 201 yards of total offense, just 68 rushing yards. So it'll be a tall task today for the likes of Wes Hills and that Rock starting offensive line. And speaking of Wes Hills, yeah, he is as advertised. Last week, 7.5 yards per carry. and 17 receiving yards on just three catches, and that's something that I think you're going to see a lot more of as the Rock offense begins to settle in. Tavares Sample and Jake Chaplin named Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Western Division Athletes of the Week for their performance. Sample is the only player in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference and one of 13 players nationally to have grabbed two interceptions last week, and both of those picks coming in very, very crucial moments. The Rock has had a big string of success in recent years against teams from the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Eastern Division, so they've got a streak on the line today. The Rock are 14-3 against the PSAC East over the last five seasons, including those Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference championship victories against Bloomsburg at home and at Westchester, and the Rock is 8-1 in its last nine games against the PSAC East. The lone loss last year, the game that took them out of any postseason consideration, the loss to Kutztown. And, of course, the Red Raiders were a team that went to the postseason last year. And we talked about the home field advantage. It's going to be very interesting to see how this game plays off. If you go by the averages, the statistical row shows that somebody's going to score 50 points today. And the last few games, it's been 50 points for the home team. So the Rock defense certainly has a very tall task today. But, as I said, they lead the nation in tackles for a loss right now, and they've got a pretty impressive defensive line led by Wilford Clark, recorded three tackles for a loss in his first game for more than a year after missing last season because of an injury. Jeff Marks led the team with eight total tackles, two tackles for a loss. Trey Blandford played his first game at the end position after being inside last year, two and a half tackles for a loss and a half sack, which he shared with Tim Suave. So, and we're going to see Brad Zaffram today. He's a newcomer, Jones County Junior College transfer, intense guy. Got to meet him earlier this season. He'll be one of our halftime features this year. And Brad Zaffram seems to be one of those high-energy guys at linebacker, and he'll be making a start today. He'll be at the outside. Timmy Vernick from Butler last week was on the outside. He moves back inside today, so he'll be inside between Zaffram and Tristan McDonald. So, and Glenn Thompson's back up in the booth here. And, Glenn, it looks like you actually helped the rain to stop.
Well, you know, climbing up the ladder here, I decided just to shoo away some of the clouds and make sure that we're ready to go. So, yeah, we're all set for kickoff here.
The field looks interesting today. It's a little wet, but this is an older turf. You wonder how much that's going to play into the game today. Will there be some slipping and sliding?
Yeah, you know, you got to wonder sometimes about these field conditions and you know, some of the turf conditions. Being down there, let's put it this way. It feels like it's in better shape than it looks whenever I was down on the field. So,
okay.
You know, I don't think it would be too much of an issue today. As long as we don't get too much more rain, I don't think it's going to play too much of a factor in the game. One thing, too, as you were talking about, I heard you talking about Shippensburg offense. You know, last week when I was looking back through their stats, one thing that stood out to me as well is that this team just grinds on offense with their possessions. They had a few different drives where 13 plays, 11 plays, 8 plays, 80 yards, 66 yards, 99 yards. So, you know, it's a team that, obviously, they're not built on the big play. They're built to just chunk away at you and move the ball 5-6 yards at a time, which, you know, in a tough game coming down to the fourth quarter, that type of offense can wear on you. So we'll see what kind of stamina, what kind of energy this Rock defense has come fourth quarter of this contest.
The Rock last year, one of the best teams in the country on so a little transition. Last week, not a good week. 4-for-12 on third down offensively. That was just a 33% efficiency. We talked that Shippensburg was better than 50% last week. That's going to be a big key today, certainly improving on third down.
Well, and Shippensburg held Clarion to 0-of-14 on third down last week. So, you know, defensively third down, Shippensburg wins. Offensively on third down, they win. You know, the big key in any level of football for third down efficiency, Bob, is first and second down. You know, don't put yourself in those third and tens, third and eights. You know, if you can get some yardage on first and second down, put yourself with a third and three where it's much more manageable, more plays open to you in the playbook. That's how you win on third down throughout a game.
The Rock going to be receiving the ball first here today as the officiating crew is on the field, led by referee Chris Hall as we're set to go here this afternoon. Rock football, Bob Cupp and Glenn Thompson with you from Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. And back deep will be a very talented duo, the newcomers to Slippery Rock University. Jermaine Wynn will be back along with Eric Glover-Williams, and they showed some pretty impressive stuff last week. Wynn with about 20 yards per return on the kickoff. So we'll see what happens as we go today with David Shank kicking off today from Shippensburg. And the special teams is going to be a key today. He only averaged 25 yards per punt last week for Shippensburg, while Jake Chaplet, player of the week, 47 yards per punt.
In a weather game where you're dealing with rain, special teams are such a key.
Here is the boot, and it's over to Glover-Williams, and he grabs it at his 3. He's across the 10. The 15 has a hold of the 20. 25, and his hit stacked up and pulled down across the 30-yard line out to the 31. A pretty impressive return of 28 yards.
First of all, I had no idea that they were going to shoot off a cannon, so that scared me a little bit. Second of all, though, good return. Good starting field position whenever you can get the ball out to the 30-yard line. Nice blocking. Glover-Williams really didn't have to do a ton of work on that return. The blocking set up a great path for him, got him out to the 30-yard line. Good starting field position for the Rock offense.
And the Rock offense led by Andrew Kester, and in the backfield, big number 4, Wes Hills. And they'll split a receiver out to each side. It's Henry Litwin and Austin Scott. We're going with tight end and two slots inside. And here we go. Here's the snap to Kester. He's going to drop back initially. Looks downfield. Throws as he's hit. And he's looking for number 6, Austin Scott. Inside is good defense by what appeared to be Cameron Tinner, or maybe Trey Paul, I guess. But the ball intended for Austin Scott goes incomplete. So they go deep on the first play.
Great defense. I mean, you know, obviously you'd love to see Slipper Rock come out and complete a deep ball on the first play. But, I mean, just really well defended. Kester could have thrown that ball a little deeper, a little bit further down the field towards the sideline to allow his receiver to get some separation.
Here's the second down play, and it's a high snap. Pulls it down, hands it off to Wes Hills, and he goes across the 31, the line of scrimmage to the 33 for a gain of 2. Quick containment by the Red Raiders defense.
And, you know, the thing is, offensively, on a first down, first play of the game, you go deep, you incomplete it, you set yourself up, you have to run the ball on second down just to get some yardage and try to make it a little bit more manageable on third down. So gets 3 yards, but still a third and long here for the Rock offense on their opening drive.
Third and 7 now. Kester with a sidecar left, and he's back to pass. He steps up. Here comes the pressure. He's hit, and he's sacked. Dropped at the 29-yard line as the Red Raiders come up big out of the gate. And, well, we talked about that front starting 7. They're impressive, and looked like Tyler Emge, well, one of their linebackers, in on the play.
Yeah, and, you know, Shippensburg only brought 4. That wasn't a blitz, so can't happen by that Rock offense. They got to get some better protection there against only 4 down linemen coming after Kester and allow him to have time to allow the routes to develop and get the ball downfield.
Back deep is the Red Raiders return man, who is Mari Wright. And here's the boot from Jake Chaplet. A high, booming kick. Sends Wright all the way back inside his 20. He avoids a tackle, skates across the 20, has a hold of the 25, and is hit and dropped at the 30-yard line. What a boot by Jake Chaplet.
Great kick, and obviously not expecting it was, who is that, number 19, guard Gonterik, who on the return there. But, yeah, backpedaling the whole way. He had to retreat about 15 yards. He was not expecting that kind of kick out of Chaplet, so.
And I should say on that tack was Dakota Thompson, one of their linemen. You got a linebacker with a number in the mid-40s. Dakota Thompson, one of their linemen, also is in that as well. And we come out of the gate here with Musina at quarterback. He's in the shotgun, and he's going to drop back to pass. First down play for Shippensburg. Throws it way downfield, just over his intended receiver, who was down deep. And that was number 13, Winston Eubanks. That's that key wide receiver that we talked about in the pregame.
And now, interesting, Bob, you had both offenses come out on the very first play of the game for both of them and go deep, trying to get a big play, big splash play right off the get-go.
So at the 30-yard line, Shippensburg, 2nd and 10. Both teams starting in the same vicinity of their own field. Now here's a handoff inside, and a good grab that time by Brad Zaffram. We just talked about how key he could be today. The newcomer coming in drops him for a 1-yard gain.
So great read by Zaffram. They pulled the right guard to try to get out in front of the running back, and whenever you have a pulling guard, follow him because he's going to take you right to where the play is going. So great read by Zaffram, just following that guard down the line of scrimmage after he pulled and making the tackle.
That's Marcus Lomini, the running back, number 26, for a 1-yard carry. It's 3rd and 9. And here's Mussina, drops back, has plenty of time, throws downfield, has a man wide open, in and out of the hands of Winston Eubanks. He heard footsteps, there was good pursuit coming, and he dropped the ball, and it'll be a punting situation. Both teams now, three and out on their opening drives.
Bob, it's not that he heard footsteps, it's that he got hit. As soon as that ball, really well thrown ball, I mean, it came in right on the chest pad, but then separated from the receiver. I believe that was Spearman, the corner in there, making that hit to separate the receiver from the ball and bring up a punting situation. Great hit.
Eric Glover-Williams is going to be back deep for the Rock. He'll be standing at his own 34. Here comes the punt from David Schenck, and it's a low liner coming right at Glover-Williams. He'll take it on one hop, and he drops it, fumbles it, and it's picked up by Shippensburg. Glover-Williams looked away as he was grabbing the ball, and right away, the fumble picked up at the 20-yard line. Shippensburg going to have first and 10.
Yeah, Dylan Curtis, the long snapper, was the only one down there. And Glover-Williams, just at the last second, as you call it, Bob, took his eyes off the ball, trying to read where the defender was so he can make a move and get upfield and let the ball bounce right through his hands over his head. And then Dylan Curtis quickly just dives on it, and new life for the Shippensburg offense.
Yeah, they're going to have first and 10 at the Rock 20-yard line. And here comes the offense again, led by Mussina, Bryson Mussina, redshirt freshman, big kid too. He drops back right away. He's looking near sideline, throws it way overhead. You had number 19, Josh Gandarek, turning inside. He threw that ball to the outside, so obviously a miscommunication there.
Well, Mussina had to get rid of that one because Wilford Clark plowed him on that one. Right as he released that ball, Clark put him into the turf, so he had no more time. He had to get rid of that ball.
Well, you can see there's a Hall of Fame arm in the family because he's got a strong arm. 6'5", 190-pounder is Bryson Williams. He'll drop back into the shotgun.
Look
here
for a run here on second down.
And we've got a sidecar left. He play fakes. Now he throws it inside, and it's picked off. Grabbed by the Rocks. Kyle Hall, and is it good?
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
It's an interception, so back-to-back turnovers, and now the Rock will get the ball back.
Mari Wright, the wide receiver on that play, was supposed to be running a crossing route coming across the field, but he cut it off. He stopped, and as soon as he stopped, that ball just came right to Kyle Hall because of it. So obviously some miscommunication there between the wide receiver and quarterback, not on the same page about what the route call was. Kyle Hall in the right place at the right time makes the interception.
So the Rock dodges a bullet, the fumble on the punt. Now they will start out first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. And here comes Andrew Kester. He's got Wes Hills as his sidecar right. Double splits each side. Here's the snap. It's going to be a pitch out. Hills with some running room. Gets it out across the 10. It is knocked out of bounds hard to the turf at about the 11, almost 12-yard line.
Yeah, just trying to get some yardage, get out away from your own end zone a little bit. And they got a little breathing room there, so they got 2 yards out to the 12. But, you know, with the way this game has started, a couple errors by both teams, you know, I like that call. Get some yards, try to slow this thing down a little bit.
Second and 8 now, and they'll shove the sidecar Hills to the left this time. And here's the snap, and it's a screen play out to number 6, Austin Scott, and he's hit immediately as he gets to the 15. It'll be a gain of a couple more and set up a third and a manageable 5.
Yeah, nice job by the defense there as Jermaine Wynn was the other wide receiver out there trying to get the block, and he closed off one of the defenders, but the safety also over there to help out and makes the tackle. So well read by the Shippensburg defense, and you can see why Clarion had such a hard time moving the ball last week against this defensive unit.
It certainly looks like it's shaping up to be a low-scoring first half, barring any turnovers. Here's a nice screen pay, and it's a first down catch by the Rocks. Is that Carnell Harley? It is on the inside route. Hit him in the slot, and he tucked it in for a first down, moves the chains.
Yeah, on a third and 5, Carnell Harley runs a 6-yard hitch route. Just stops it up. Defender keeps going downfield, so plenty of space. Great job by Kester putting it right on the numbers and getting the first down.
And it results in a 15-yard play out to the 30 from the 15. First and 10, Slippery Rock. First down of the day. High snap. Kester has to keep it now. He's going to run to the outside, looks for a slot, now puts his head down and is hit hard as he falls near the 34-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 for Kester. That high snap kind of interrupted whatever he was going to do there.
It also looked like the running back and Kester weren't on the same page about the play design, so just kind of looked like a sloppy play right from the beginning.
Trip receivers up top. Up top being the Slippery Rock sideline on the far side of the field. Kester snaps, throws, downfield, has a man wide open just over the outstretched arms of number 13, Mike Merhot. We had that same play last week. Mike Merhot a guy who is 5'9", that ball thrown about 6'3".
I mean, Kester trying to fit that in between three defenders. I mean, I understand you got confidence in your arm, but, man, that's either you're going to get your wide receiver's bell rung or you're going to throw an interception. That's a dangerous throw, so they get away with it on that one, but still brings up a third down.
Yeah, third down and six. And now it looks like number 27, Jakar Berry, into the game. And it's a pass to the outside, caught. And it's caught again, this time by Austin Scott. He's got the first down, steps out of bounds, moves the chains. Boy, nice pass play
strong
that time.
Throw, really strong throw, Bob, by Kester, because that was the whole way out to the sideline from the far hash. So really showcasing some great arm strength on that one, zipping it out on the out pattern and moving the sticks.
Needed six, got 10. Out to the 44, the Rock near midfield. Kester with the snap. High again. Pulls it down, hands it off, and here goes Jakar Berry. He's got a first down carry of 10, 11 yards into Red Raiders territory to the 45.
Nice job by Colton Robb, the pulling guard on that play, coming behind the center, getting upfield, and really securing a great gap. And nice gain on first down. Actually, yeah, moves the sticks. So really nice job by Colton Robb getting out in front of that play.
11-yard carry for number 27. First and 10, the Rock on the move. Play fake. Kester rolls out. He's being chased. He has to get rid of it as he was hit hard, driven hard to the turf right in front of the referee. Clean play, just good hard-nosed football, but the ball goes incomplete. Second down.
I think the most impressive part of that play, Bob, was actually the ability by Kester to get rid of that ball in the area of a receiver to avoid intentional grounding. I mean, you know, he threw it out where no one was going to get it, but Carnell Harley was only a few yards away, so no intentional grounding, and nice job avoiding the sack by Kester.
And he was on the run right out of the gate.
Absolutely,
Red Raiders,
yeah,
bringing pressure on that one on the blitz. Second and 10. Here's another snap. Pulled down. Jakar Berry gets away, breaks a tackle, and gets across the 45 down to the 43-yard line. Good hard-nosed effort there by number 27.
Man, does this Shippensburg front seven swarm to the ball on run plays. I mean, look at that. There were four players in there on that tackle. So, you know, this defense, aggressive, really getting after it, swarming to the ball. And, you know, it's going to be tough sledding on the ground today. It's going to be tough sledding in general for both these teams. As we grind this game out,
Braden Fuffman comes into the game, and he'll give Jakar Berry a spell. It's third down and 8 for the Rock into Red Raider territory. Here's the snap. Kester looking downfield, has a man breaking. It's Austin Scott, and the ball is knocked away. Very good defensive play that time by the Red Raiders, trying to get the number 13, and that's Eric Genishevsky.
I'd still like Austin Scott to see him go up with two hands on that play. He tried just the left hand, the one-handed catch, and hey, I get it, man, like the defender was all over you, but if you have the ability to get both hands up, you got a better chance at securing the catch and moving the sticks. So, quick punt here, man. They're moving fast.
Yeah, boot by Jake Chapley. He sends it toward the far sideline. It's going to hit at the 8 and take a dead drop. Good kick again by Jake Chapley inside
the head. Backspin on that little wedge out there?
Yeah, it looked like a golf play.
I like it.
Yeah. So the Rock drive stops after the 10th play, and they punt it away. So, but a good solid drive that time for Slippery Rock, and that's got to get your offense excited. We'll keep an eye out for Wes Hills, too. He left the field during that drive and is standing on the sideline right now. He does have his helmet, maybe just a breather, you hope. We'll see. But the Rock turns it over and punts it away, and the Red Raiders will start out first and 10 at their own. Where did they spot that? 8-yard line. And here's Bryson Musina. And he's going to hand it up. No, he's going to play fake. And he's going to throw downfield. Has a man breaking just over the outstretched arms of the intended receiver. And was that Eubanks again?
And that's, yep. I think that's Kadir Roberts out there on the coverage. And, boy, I'm not going to lie. I think Slippery Rock got away with one there because Kadir Roberts was beat off of the line. And he held a little bit as they got down beyond like the 20-yard line. So, no one saw it. I saw it, but no one else saw it, so that's all that matters.
Josh Gunterik was the intended receiver, and it just missed. Second down.
I could throw a flag from up here. You think I could reach the field?
I'm not going to lie. It's difficult to see these Red Raider numbers. They've got red shirts with blue numbers. And looks like is it Cameron Tinner into the game now in the backfield? He takes the handoff, runs right into the awaiting arms of the Rock defensive front. He'll push it across the 10 out to the 12, and that'll be a gain of a couple, but it'll be a long third down.
I mean, really great job by the defensive line of clogging all the gaps in the offensive line. Really just nowhere for the running back to go, so his best bet was just to start running up the back of one of his offensive linemen. So great job by that front seven there on that run play, filling all their gaps, not allowing any holes for the running back.
That actually is Lomany, the running back.
Showing blitz here on third down. And they're going to bring it.
A third and six. Here comes the blitz. Dump off play. And this is into the hands of, looks to be Charles Hedden, the third.
So the problem is that whenever, and it's a great read by Mussina, whenever you bring a linebacker on that blitz, wherever that linebacker is supposed to be, now you have a soft spot in your defense. Mussina threw right to where the outside linebacker came blitzing. So a nice job of Mussina recognizing the blitz and throwing to the soft spot.
And he gets it to the 22. It's a gain of 10 and a first down. First down of the day for the Red Raiders. Hedden was the receiver on that play. And here's a handoff inside, and there's a big bust, and he's through the hole, and he's going to be tackled from behind. And again, that is the running back out across the 50 broke that hole momentarily, did Tinner. And it would look like one of those plays from last week, right up the gut, busts it open, but they got him from behind that time, but not before he gets the ball near midfield out to the 49, a gain of 27.
Yeah, the funny thing is, Bob, the way the blocking set up on that play, it was meant to go to the left, but great job by Tinner of recognizing the hole in the wide open field. So he makes a cut back to the right and gets upfield and gets a big gain.
I guess it's 26, Lomany. They're near, they're 26 and 28. Hard to see the differential. Here's a pass downfield. Good coverage by The Rock on that play.
Well, that's the third time they've thrown that seam pattern right down the hash marks. And you got to wonder if that's what the coaching staff saw against this Rock defense from film last week. And so they're trying to exploit it. So far, the Rock defenders have been there every time, so well defended. But, yeah, that's the third time they've attempted to connect on that pattern down the hashes.
So it'll be a second and 10 now. That was Kadir Roberts on the coverage. Now they'll replace the running back with Hedden in the backfield. Double receivers each side. And here's a pass quickly to the inside. That's Eubanks. Winston Eubanks, number 13. Pulls it in just shy of the first down. It'll be a gain of 7.
Yeah, had to go to down to the turf in to make that catch. And in college football, as soon as you touch the ball with a knee on the ground, it's down right there. So kind of a lucky break for the Rock defense to keep it at third down here.
It'll be third and 3. Shippensburg will have to get to the 41-yard line. They're sitting at the Rock 44. And, well, back-to-back punts and now back-to-back decent drives by both teams. No score. 6:12 mark of the opening quarter. Here's a low snap. Now Messina's going to run for it. And he's got a first down. Slides down to the 37-yard line and moves the chains.
Yeah, design quarterback run the whole way. Nice job of just selling real quick. He brings the ball up to his shoulder as if he's going to throw, but then tucks it and gets upfield. Design quarterback draw and gets the first down. And again, this is what we talked about in the pregame a little bit. This Shippensburg offense just grinds, man. You know, there's not a ton of big plays. It's just they're going to chunk away at you.
They got trip receivers up top near the Rock sideline now. And here's a snap play action. Mussina drops back, has pressure. He's going to dump it to the outlet man. The back out of the backfield. And Lomany grabs it, and a short 3-yard gain.
There's Kadir Roberts again coming up and making that tackle. Roberts with a really nice first quarter so far here defensively. He's been in on a lot of these plays and making some big tackles. And that was just a safety valve dump down because Mussina had all kinds of pressure coming at him, so he just got it off to his running back and lives to play for second down after a 3-yard gain.
This is the 9th play of the Shippensburg drive on second down, and it's a handoff inside, spin move, first down. Lomany, he's dragged out at the 21-yard line from behind. Boy, they're liking that up-the-gut run right now.
Yeah, and, I mean, why not if Slippery Rock keeps missing these tackles? You know, that should have been a 1-2-yard gain at best, but nice job by the running back slipping out of the tackle and getting upfield and moving the sticks. But still, this Slippery Rock defense got to get more secure with their tackling, especially right there around that line of scrimmage.
First down. Ball now down to the Rock 22-yard line. Just outside of it. Lomany stays in the backfield. He'll be sidecar left to Mussina. They've got double receivers and a tight end into the game. Right up the gut goes Lomany. He's going to spin out of a tackle. Inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line.
Yeah, there on that play, you had Brad Zaffram in there with the chance to make a tackle, but instead he tries to rip the ball out, and what happens? Lomany gets another 7 yards on the carry. I mean, I get it. You're trying to force a fumble, but let's get the tackle first, because that's what's more important right now, is stopping the run and stopping this drive.
It's first and goal, Shippensburg. Well, we had that same problem last week with Kyle Hall missing a tackle and allowing a big play, trying to strip. And you've got Brad Zaffram out there. The guy has a broken hand, so he's kind of a one-armed bandit out there right now.
Still, you can wrap up with a broken hand. I mean, get both arms around the guy and bring him down.
Well, we got double receivers up top, and you got a fullback into the game, and a fumble.
Loose.
And a fumble. It's right into the Rock's hand, and he's off to the races. Can't see who he is, but we'll let you know. He's down the sideline running. And
number 57, Tristan McDonald, and
he's gonna
run
back for a touchdown.
Wow.
I could see the five, couldn't see the other number, but it was Tristan McDonald. It popped right into
what
his hands
turn.
When he fumbled it and ran downfield for the touchdown. Third turnover of the day so far.
What a turn there, Bob, because what, that was the 12th play of the drive?
Yes.
I mean, there's
11th anyway.
There's Shippensburg driving it right down Slippery Rock's throat, and all of a sudden, the ball, then the exchange between the running back and the quarterback, looks like Messina got a little hesitant with the handoff there. He was a little uncertain what he wanted to do with it, and I think he tried to pull it back at the last second. Ball just pops up. Tristan McDonald's waiting, and no one on Shippensburg had any idea where the ball was, and Tristan McDonald's all of a sudden halfway down the field. So huge swing of momentum.
Here's the extra point try from the left footer, Jake Chaplin. It's up and good, and just like that, Slippery Rock thwarts a Shippensburg scoring opportunity.
Wow.
Tristan McDonald returns the ball back for a touchdown, and it's 7-0 Slippery Rock. We'll be back with more Rock football after this 30-second timeout. It's Rock football on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Need automotive supplies? Right now, Slippery Rock True Value has a gallon of Prestone antifreeze coolant for only $11.99 and a gallon of Prestone 50/50 antifreeze coolant for just $8.99. Both prevent corrosion and help keep the cooling system in your car or light-duty truck running efficiently. Pick up these bargains of the month and other supplies to keep your vehicles on the road while supplies last at Slippery Rock True Value.
Rockin' the Rock. Slippery Rock University football is found right here on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Slippery Rock has taken a 7-0 lead here at Shippensburg after the Tristan McDonald fumble return. And, Glenn, we are already seeing what appears to be the weather having a bit of a factor with two fumbles, and this one returned 97 yards for a touchdown.
So you have a wet football, and you have an indecisive quarterback who's trying to make that read between the run-pass option. And at the last second, looks like he tries to bring that one back from the running back so he can throw it instead of handing it off. And when he tries to do that with a slippery ball, it just pops straight up in the air and just starts floating right to the hands of Tristan McDonald. So in conditions like this, you have to be more decisive at quarterback if you're going to run those RPOs.
So Jake Chaplin going to do the kicking duties here. And back deep, Mari Wright and Sean Judge. And it's going to go the way of, Judge, and he fumbles it inside his five, gets back across the 10-20, and is tackled at about the 20, right about the 20-yard line.
Actually, yeah, they're going to spot him down to 19.
And actually, that was not Judge, that was Therese Franklin. He fumbled that inside the five back to the three, and then had a good boost to get that out of danger zone.
So if you're the Rock defense right now, though, what you need to do is be wary of a big play attempt, because you know that Shippensburg offense was just grinding it down the field on you, so you know you have a tired defensive unit for Slippery Rock. Don't be surprised if Shippensburg here on first down maybe doesn't take a shot downfield, try to exploit a tired defense.
Well, it was an 11-play drive the Raiders had. On the 11th play, that's when the fumble occurred. Here comes Mussina, leads his offense out, so they've got trip receivers to the near side. And into the game is Raleigh Serb, and he takes the handoff and goes across the 20 with a good carry on first down out to the 24, a gain of 4.
Yeah, nice job by that Rock defensive line of spreading that one out towards the sideline as it was a stretch play heading that direction. And nice job by the D lineman just keeping up with the run and minimizing the gain.
3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The Rock up 7-0. Shippensburg on the move. Serb remains sidecar right. Double receiver split to the near side. The Red Raiders moving from left to right. And it's play fake. Nope, he does hand it off to Serb, who's swarmed under and actually may lose a yard. Let's see where they spot it. They're going to say no gain. He loses a little bit of yardage, maybe a couple of inches. It's going to be shy of the 24, but we'll give it no gain.
Yeah, really nice job. And in there, making the tackle, Tim Vernick, and also Terrell Gabriel getting in there. And so nice job by the linebackers of supporting the defensive line against the run, getting up there and making a stop.
Serb will be replaced now by Charles Head in the third. He's listed as a wide receiver, but he's been in the backfield quite a bit. They like to split him out to the slot, maybe put him in motion. Right now he'll be the sidecar just to the left of Mussina with trip receivers near side. Low snap, pulls it up, looks downfield, throws, has a man wide open across the middle, and he's tripping and falling. Otherwise, he'd have had a touchdown. That ball was threaded perfectly out to number 7, Mari Wright, and he was wide open.
Two deep safeties on the play for Slippery Rock, and Mussina leads his receiver right in between the two of them. So a really great throw. Good play call against a two-deep defense. Whenever you have those two safeties back there, typically the middle of the field is going to be the soft spot in that defense.
And a big 31-yard gain on third down. Shippensburg into Rock territory to the 45. Here's the snap to Mussina. He drops back. Looks downfield again, throws, has his man. It's caught and dropped this time by Mari Wright. So they tried to thread the needle that time, and that was simply a drop.
Well, just a little bit behind him, you know. I'll give the wide receiver a little credit here. I'll come to his defense a little bit. The ball a little bit behind him, so he was trying to make the adjustment. But again, just I think he was losing his footing as he was going down, and yeah, just unable to bring that one in.
Now, we don't have any rain at the moment. Haven't had it since the start of the game, but the field is wet. It was raining pretty steadily for a couple of hours prior to game time. So it'll be a 2nd and 10 now. Mussina making the call. Serb in the backfield. He's sidecar left. He sends a man in motion. Now he's going to drop back. Throws way downfield. Pushing off is one of the Red Raiders receivers. No flag. Nope, we have a late flag. This could go either way,
though. Yeah, we got a flag in the backfield, too. I think there's going to be holding against Shippensburg. I think there's going to be defensive pass interference against Slippery Rock, and we're just going to play that down over again.
That was Josh Gonterik. And he was up against Davion Franklin.
Yeah, the offense isn't moving. They're staying right where they are. So
there was a lot of clutching and grabbing going on there.
Well, whenever you have a Slippery Rock player laying flat on his face with a defender laying over his legs, it usually means something illegal happened.
So we will do that one over. 2nd and 10. So they're going to call Franklin on a pass interference, but then they're going to call Mike Banks, an offensive lineman, on the hold, so they did not call the receiver on that, which is kind of strange.
No, it was...
I thought he said 75. Did he misname it?
Yeah, there was holding at the line of scrimmage by the offensive lineman and then the defensive pass interference.
Gotcha, yeah, so it goes offset either way.
Yep.
I thought maybe they were going to flag the receiver, but no. He was holding, too. Here's a hitch route inside. That's to the tight end, and he's dropped to the 40. And that's Shea O'Donnell, the tight end. They only hit their tight ends, two different tight ends, one time each last week.
And right now, Bob, I don't think Shippensburg has even attempted a pass towards the sidelines. Everything has been in the middle of this defense between the hash marks.
Well, there were some holes open for both teams last week across the middle, and obviously they've spotted something on tape that they like. Now it'll be 3rd down and 3 for Shippensburg. We've got an I formation here with Serb now backsiding Mussina, and he'll take the handoff, and he's got a 1st down carry and more. He's down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, knocked out of bounds inside the 10 at about the 8-yard line.
Yeah, Brad Zaffron came on the blitz from that side of the formation, and because of that, completely vacates the lane, and there's no defender there as the running back goes sprinting downfield, and that's an easy 1st down.
Serb carries it into the 1st down goal.
Mussina just came off the field.
We've got number 15 into the game now. That's Chase Yoakum, quarterback. Maybe scrambler. He's a runner. Yeah, he's a scrambler. He's going to run inside. He's going to run for a touchdown. We've got a flag on the field, though. Flag on the field. So after the 30-yard scamper by Serb, 1st and goal with Chase Yoakum coming into the game at quarterback. But this one might be coming back. There is a flag on the field.
Regardless of the penalty, Bob, poor job by the Rock defense because, listen, anytime you have a situation like that where you have a quarterback come into the play, you know he's running. That's the only reason they brought him in is because he's a scrambler. I mean, he's not going to throw the ball. So you should have known it was coming by the Rock defense and still weren't able to defend it, get bailed out by the penalty.
Yeah, bailed out by the holding called on the offensive line. So you had the offsetting penalties on this drive. Now this one hurts Shippensburg because they take away a touchdown.
Got to reload the cannon now.
Yeah. That thing is loud. We're back now after the penalty here, just shy of the 18-yard line.
Back in the game. So, I mean, next time, obviously, if you're the Rock defense, you see Yoakum behind center. He's running the football.
Serve back into the game. Play action. Mussina hits the screen. Out to the outside. And spinning out of a tackle is number three, Charles Hedden, the third, but he actually spins out of the tackle and goes backwards, so it's no gain.
Yeah, that's actually a mistake by the, as we end the first quarter here, mistake by the wide receiver. He should have just gotten his yardage and kept it, but instead he's trying to make a big play, retreats, gets tackled, and ends up being no gain. So instead of a five-yard gain, ends up being nothing.
And it'll be second and 10. Well, with the penalty, it's still second and goal, but it's back at the 18-yard line. And we'll kick off the second quarter when we return with the Rock leading here after quarter one, 7-0 at Shippensburg. It's Rock football on the Rock Station 97.7.
You take pride in your business, but sometimes it requires some help to keep it going and growing. At Next Tier Bank, you'll find the guidance and expertise you need. In fact, we offer everything from business checking to creative lending solutions to insurance. Simply put, Next Tier Bank is everything you want
good
in a financial partner. And it's the way we've been doing things for generations. It's your future. We want to help you get there. Welcome to Next Tier. NextTierBank.com, 800-262-1088, member FDIC.
Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Quartz Lane, just behind the Butler Farm Show grounds. The official supplier of coffee for the Butler Radio Network stations is more than bottled water. They can install water purification systems. They can service your RainSoft water softener or install a new RainSoft unit. They can supply your home, your office, or place of business with water units. They're a one-stop shop. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, with excellent customer service and an array of coffee to choose from for your Keurig coffee makers. They
can
even supply
you with
the Keurig or the new Sun Canna units. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service. Call them today.
Tim Suave here at Slippery Rock University, D lineman. You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station.
Back here getting set for the second quarter. And Glenn, you made an important note as we start the second quarter about the Rock defense.
Great time for the quarter break to happen because they've been on the field since 8:45 to go in the first quarter.
Here's a nice play batted down by number 93 of the Slippery Rock University defense, Garrett Debien, and it'll be incomplete third down.
But yeah, I mean, you had a defense that, so Shippensburg took over at 8:45 to go in the first quarter with that long drive. Luckily, it ended with the fumble recovery, but then they got the ball right back. So this Rock defense had been on the field for almost 9 minutes of game time. So great time for the quarter to end. That way this defensive unit could get some water and catch their breath a little bit.
So it's third and goal yet from the 18. Again, the penalty pushing them out of the 10-yard line zone. Now here's a pass play wide open, just out of the open hands of Charles Hedden the third. Mussina has overthrown wide receivers three times now just by a step. It's incomplete and fourth down.
Okay, though, but, I mean, it goes both ways, Bobs. I mean, there's no reason he couldn't have dove for that ball. I mean, come on, put some extra effort in there and try to make the catch for your quarterback, but didn't make the extra effort and ends up falling to the turf. So
thankfully for the Rock,
that's right.
It didn't happen.
That's right.
Fourth and goal, and they're going to kick it here. With David Shank coming on, and he'll try a 35-yard field goal from the near hash. And a very light breeze at this point, but it is in his face. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. It's blocked. It's knocked down by the Rock, and they'll recover it in the end zone. So the Rock dodging a bullet again. Second drive of the day for Shippensburg that comes up empty.
9 minutes of possession straight for the Shippensburg offense. No points. I mean, that's massive for the Slippery Rock team. To be on the field that much, that long, and still have a goose egg up underneath the Raiders on the scoreboard, that's just monstrous for this Rock team.
Didn't see who got the mitt on it, but a 35-yard field goal is blocked. And so the Rock stays up 7-0 here at the 14:40 mark of the second quarter. And they'll take over first and 10.
I mean, man, that's just so disheartening for this Shippensburg offense to be moving the ball as well as they did both possessions and end up with no points.
So the Rock will take over first and 10. And here's Kester, throws downfield, has a man wide open. He catches it and falls. And I believe that might be
Carnell
Harley, number 23.
Great throw by Kester, putting that right over top of the corner and right in front of the safety coming over on the coverage. Really well-thrown ball thrown to a spot.
First and 10, they move the chains. Play fake to Jakar Berry, thrown near side, Henry Litwin, and he's going to go backward and really go backward. He escaped the tackle, but then the swarming Red Raider defense pushed him back further, but they're going to say forward progress was to the 36. That'll be a loss of 4.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, you know, it's so hard as a player because you want to make a play, you want to gain yardage, but sometimes your best bet is just to put your knee on the turf and go on to the next down because you keep fighting like that, you end up losing 4 yards.
So after a gain of 20, they lose 4. It'll be second and 14. Kester drops back, throws, has his man. It is Litwin again, and he's knocked out of bounds, shoved late, and is nailed into the bench, but gets up and walks away. And after a gain of about, it looked like he picked up close to 10 there.
He's barking at somebody on the sideline for Shippensburg there, saying that he gave him an extra little shove as he came out of bounds.
Looks like a 9-yard grab that time, so it'll make it third and short, a little more manageable, third and 4.
Nice control of the feet, too, by the way.
There's a jump by Shippensburg, but he gets back. Now Kester's going to have to roll for it. He's going to run for first down, and he throws way downfield as a man wide open. Carnell Harley, it's picked off and dropped. He let that one up in the air way too long while he could have run for the first down.
Gosh, he had nothing but green grass in front of him, Bob. Just get upfield and get the first down. Man, that's frustrating. I mean, you got to have field awareness as a quarterback and see that there is no defender in front of you. Get the 4 yards and extend the drive.
And as a result of the failure, it is a punting situation. Fourth down and 4, and the Rock will have to kick it away. Had wide open field. He probably could have run for at least 10, 12 yards, not only getting the first down, but moving into Red Raider territory. All for naught. Here's the Chapla punt. High kick and a fair catch called for inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
What's he doing? Come on, you can't fair catch it inside your 10.
And there's a flag down.
Man, you got to let that ball bounce as a return man.
Yeah, he was backing up inside his 5. Let's see what the flag is here. It is in the vicinity of the 50-yard line, so this one might be re-kicked.
Because let's put it this way, I mean, I don't think a Rock defender was going to get there to down that ball before it got into the end zone. So that's a mental error by the return man for Shippensburg.
Let's see what the discussion is about here.
Personal foul. Illegal hands to the face on the kicking team.
Illegal hands to the face, as you hear. And it's going to go against Slippery Rock. They'll have to re-kick it.
No, they're going to say 15 yards added to the end of it, which is big for Shippensburg.
Well, so instead of being inside the 5, that's going to move them out of the comfort zone anyway to cross the 20-yard line.
Legal hands to the face. To be honest, I was watching the punt. I did not see the action on the inside of the line, so I'm not sure. Because they didn't give a number, so I'm not sure who that's against or what happened there.
So Shippensburg will start out with a little breathing room now after that penalty. Illegal hands to the face, the call against Slippery Rock. And here comes Mussina and the Shippensburg offense. They've had two strong drives in their last two series. He drops back, throws across the middle, has a man caught and dropped by Mari Wright. Had it in his hands, bobbled it, and not able to hold on.
Boy, I mean, he was surrounded by 3 defenders. That's a really good throw by Mussina to thread that one in there. As a receiver, you got to help your quarterback out. When he makes a throw that good, you got to hold on to it and get the first down.
Second down and 10. Shippensburg starting out at their own 18-yard line. 7-0 Slippery Rock, 12:59 mark of the second quarter. Rock football here on The Rock Station 97.7, 977rocks.com and rockathletics.com. And here's a handoff inside, and he's going to go nowhere as he's stacked up. And that's number 26 again, Marcus Lumine.
Great read again by the Rock defense. They pulled both a tight end and the right guard coming across the formation on that one. So when you have that kind of action coming across the line of scrimmage, that is definitely where the run's going. So great job of just following the blocks, catching up behind the play, and making the tackle.
Ball to the 20-yard line. That's a 2-yard gain. Third and 8 for Shippensburg. Messina takes the snap, looks downfield, dumps it across the middle again. Zaffram is there to tackle him, and swing around. Tristan McDonald comes in and helps, and he's going to be tackled for no gain. It'll be fourth down.
That right there, Bob, is one of the reasons why I could never coach football. On a third and 8, you throw a 1-yard pass. I just, as a quarterback, you got to make a better decision than that. I mean, you're asking way too deep to try to pick up, especially right over the line of scrimmage in the middle of the field. You got to make a better decision to try to get that first down.
So the pass to Hedden goes for no dough, and Glover Williams will stand just about his 50-yard line. Here comes the Shank punt, and that's David Shank. And he kicks it, and it drops inside the 50, scooped by Williams, and he escapes a tackle. Gets across the 45, hit from behind, spins to the 50. He'll be down right at that 50-yard line.
Yeah, we got a little pushing and shoving going on afterwards, and actually coming out of all this, Glover Williams has lost his helmet. So there's a tempers are flaring, and I've seen it a couple times today, actually. Number 8, Richard Nace, he's a defensive lineman for Shippensburg. He's been in on a lot of this jarring and extracurriculars after these plays, so he's definitely amped up. He's ready to play and a high-energy guy, but make sure you don't hurt your team at the same time by getting an unnecessary penalty.
He's one of those senior defensive linemen for the Red Raiders. So the Rocks starting out with great field position here.
Take a shot on first down. Why not?
Right at the 50-yard line. And here is the snap and a handoff to Chakar Berry, and he's tripped up as he rolls over the 50 to the 49, a gain of just 1. We have not seen Wes Hills here in the last quarter.
Yeah, and I was just trying to look along the sideline to see if I can see him anywhere, and he's down there right around the 43-yard line. Has his helmet, but not in the game.
So we've got a tight end into the game now, double receivers up top. And here's going to be a pitch out, and it's Barry. Takes it, gets to the outside, has running room, puts his head down across the 45 to the 44, and that'll be a pickup of about 5 yards.
Nice job by Mike Murhat on the outside, getting that block and securing the edge for Barry to be able to get towards the sideline. Really good job by Murhat there making that block.
That's actually 6 yards. It'll be 3rd and 3. Barry now sidecar to the right of Kester. He takes the snap, looks, throws inside route, and it's Henry Litwin. First down. He avoids a tackle, avoids a second, and is dropped across the 35 to the 34-yard line.
Boy, he avoided getting his head taken off. A nice little sidestep there because the defender was flying across the field. Litwin does a good job keeping his head up, avoiding the tackle, getting a couple extra yards, and moving the sticks.
And Henry Litwin, number 11, showing some maneuverability there as well as it's first down, Slippery Rock. Now it'll be a play action again for Kester, and he's got to get out of it. Escapes the sack. Still on his feet, avoids a tackle. Spins to the 30. What an effort by the quarterback for a 4-yard grab.
Yeah, I mean, really great effort of just staying with it, staying dedicated, keeping the feet churning, getting upfield. And, hey, you know, it doesn't always have to be pretty, Bob. You know, we'll take 4 yards on first down no matter how we can get it.
So it'll be 2nd and 6. Ball just across the 30-yard line. The Rock moving left to right on your radio dial. And they lead it 7-0 and threatening here at the 9:48 mark of the second quarter. Chakar Berry, sidecar right, double receivers up top. Kester hands it off. It's Berry. He goes into the pile. Oh, and he's stuffed backward in an awkward position. Gets the ball down to the 28-yard line, but that one, yikes.
Yeah, good to see him pop back up, and he's okay because, yeah, he definitely got twisted around. Looked really uncomfortable, so good to see him up and about.
Well, and we talked about those seniors that are on the front of this Red Raider defense. There's some big guys in there, 6'3", 6'5". They're not small. Third down and 4.
Braden Fochman on the field for Slippery Rock at running back.
Here's the snap to Kester. Looks downfield, throws, has a man, it's caught. First down, no. Did he separate him?
Separate
him. Good defense that time on the intended pass play to number 6, Austin Scott, and he was just separated from the ball after he caught it.
Yeah, good defensive play, reaching that left arm around the receiver, getting in there and breaking that one up. I mean, sometimes it's just a better defensive play, and that's the case there.
It'll be a 45-yard field goal attempt now on fourth down for Jake Chaplin. The ball right in the center of the field, and he actually has the wind to his back. It'll be Mike Merhot with the hold. Again, a 45-yard field goal attempt. Here's the snap. It's a good one. Here's the kick. It's a long one. It's right down the middle for Jake. No, he pushed it to the outside. Looked like it was right down the middle from here, our angle, but it goes to the outside, and he missed it. Wow, that's a rarity for Jake Chaplin.
Yeah, missed it right. Maybe just a little bit of a yank. Get a little quick through it and pulled it off to the right.
So the Rock will turn it over to Shippensburg, and now the Red Raiders avoid a Rock score. And that's been the story of the game so far.
What a bizarre game. Where, I mean, both these offenses, I feel like, are moving the ball pretty well, but just keep coming up empty-handed. We don't even have an offensive score yet. The only touchdown on the board is a defensive score.
So the ball at the 28-yard line after the turnover because of the missed field goal. The Rock showing some pressure. Here's Mussina. Drops back, looks downfield, throws to the outside, and has his man, but is immediately dropped after a one-yard grab, and that was number 12, David Ballant, the tight end.
Great job by Kyle Hall, flying out there from the safety position and making that tackle. Good form tackle. Wrapped him up, took him down to the turf.
And as he took him down, he did spin forward to the 30, so it was a two-yard catch, second and 8. It's the second tight end pass that they have hit so far today. That's exactly what they did last week. Play action to the outside. This time, the ball is caught for
Kyle
positive gain. And that time, it is
number 45, Luke Durkin.
Yeah, Luke Durkin, who's a running back who came out of probably a fullback position. And it'll be 3rd and 5 after the 3-yard grab.
But again, Kyle Hall flying out there, getting out there, chasing down that pattern and making a sure tackle.
Actually, 3-yard grab. 3rd and 5. And here is the snap. Play action again. Mussina throws it across the middle. Has his tight end. First down to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, just enough. I mean, you know, that's just a quick slant from the right side slot. And Durkin does a nice job getting in there, making a sure catch. And Shippensburg really trying to work the tight ends here on this drive.
Yeah, that was David Ballant again for his second grab of this drive. And it's good for 7. First down to the 40-yard line of Shippensburg. And Messina in the shotgun. Takes the snap. He'll hand it off. And inside to Marcus Lomany. And he's got first down carry yardage of 5.
Jeff Marks doing a nice job of running down the line of scrimmage with the running back and keeping up with him, making the tackle.
To the 45-yard line of the Red Raiders, and it'll be a 2nd and 5. Lomany will stay in the game in the backfield. And in the pistol now goes Mussina, and he'll play action. Throws downfield, wide open field, and it's incomplete. We had a receiver turn down to the inside. The ball went to the outside.
Yep.
It'll be 3rd down.
Yeah, running that pattern out there was Hedden. He runs a post. Mussina expected him to run a corner. So, again, miscommunication. That's the second time. First time that happened today, Kyle Hall ended up with an interception. So, maybe still just some miscommunication here in the huddle and trying to figure out this playbook by the Shippensburg offense.
Well, you've got the quarterback who's a redshirt freshman. This is his first year starting here at Shippensburg. He had a great week last week against Clarion. Some misfires so far today. Third down and 5 for the Red Raiders. And it's a run play. And here goes Mussina right into the pile. He's going to go for nowhere. In fact, he loses a couple of inches. And it'll be 4th down. Good work by the Rock interior line. They were ready for that quarterback keeper.
Yeah, that was a designed quarterback keeper the whole way. And just a great job, as you said, by this Rock interior of reading that one, staying in their lanes, clogging it all up, and not allowing anywhere for Mussina to run.
So, again, the score remains 7-0 in favor of the Rock. 6:04 mark, they're going to get the ball back. Shank will have the punt. Glover Williams will stand at his 25-yard line. Here's the snap. And a high, booming kick, and it's going to go right to Glover Williams at his 24, and he's got room to the outside. Here comes a flag, though, on the near side as Glover Williams goes down the sideline into Shippensburg territory. He's knocked out at the 32-yard line.
And a late hit.
Yep. Now we've got another flag on the far side, and we're going to have maybe, I don't know, it looked like there was a motion of delay a game.
No, there's going to be a block in the back here by Slippery Rock, but then there's also going to be a late hit out of bounds by Shippensburg as they Glover Williams had been out of bounds for about 4 or 5 yards, and the defender still drove him down to the turf. So yeah,
the side judge kind of folded his arms, and I thought he was motioning a different, but misread the motion. So let's sort this out with two penalties on the play. Nice return, though, by Glover Williams.
Yeah, nice blocking. Maybe too good of blocking as he had the block in the back. But he's just flat out fast. I mean, watching him run on that or that return there, geez, can he turn on the burners and get downfield?
The side judge on this crew, Tim Kehoe, made the initial flag toss. Again, referee is Chris Hall today, and so far they've done a nice job. So we have a stoppage in play because of the penalty situation on the punt return, and we'll sort this all out and see where the Rock's going to start out halfway through this second quarter.
It should all just be offsetting. I think we should be re-kicking. Because that late hit would have been during the play. It's not like it's a post-play penalty.
A lot of discussion going on. We don't have any word from the referee just yet as they sort this out. It should be offsetting, and I think that's what the referee's motioning of what it should be. But there's a lot of discussion going on. In fact, two of the officials.
There we go.
Talking to each side.
During the kick, personal foul, number 8, kicking team. Receiving team. At the end of the play, we have another personal foul, late hit, out of bounds, number 98. That those penalties will both be enforced.
Oh,
how?
Okay, so we're enforcing two penalties here.
So Josh Lister, number 98 for Shippensburg, gets the penalty, and Dakota Clanigan, number 8 for Slippery Rock, gets the personal foul.
So
I don't get.
Yeah. So one's on the kick, one's as the return occurs, they're separating it, I guess. I don't quite understand that.
I don't know how both could be enforced.
Yeah. New rule, maybe.
Huh? That's.
Well, nonetheless, it's going to put the Rock in the vicinity of midfield. They'll start right out at the 50-yard line. So. That results in a decent return for the Rock. Now they're going to run it back and forth here. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's going to put it at the 45, isn't it?
How does it end up there?
44. Not sure how they're deciding this.
So I guess
trigonometry on the figuring, I guess.
If it's a personal foul, potentially a spot foul. So all they did was they went 15 yards backwards and 15 yards out. So that the 45 must have been where the penalty happened against Clanigan.
So the spot foul ends up putting the ball inside Rock territory at the 44.
That was bizarre.
So the Rock will start out first and 10, and we've got Chakar Berry back out again at the 5:41 mark of the second quarter. The Rock up 7-0. Wes Hills has not been in the game since early in the first quarter. Here's the snap to Kester. Got a lot of time. Throws downfield. Has Jakar Berry. He grabs it. First down. Grab inside the 30. He went up against two defenders and caught it like a receiver.
Great recognition by Kester because both those defenders had their back turned to him, so they had no idea the ball was coming. And all he does is he probably shaved one of the helmets with that throw because it came right over top of the linebacker.
And the Rock now with tempo. As Kester drops back, he wants the end zone. Has a man breaking, it's picked off. He threw it right into the hands of Jalen Harmon, and he's on the return. Down the sideline, stays in bounds, and is finally forced out as he crosses into Shippensburg territory. Now they're going to say he's just shy. He went out at the 49, but we have a flag back here. Boy, Kester looked like he had one guy up top wide open,
Carnell
and he threw
Harley
it inside.
Yeah, Carnell Harley ran a post pattern, and he was wide open. There wasn't anybody within 5 yards of him. So just there was no receiver in that area either. The only other receiver in the vicinity was Jermaine Wynn Jr. So I'm not sure who Kester was reading or trying to throw to on that play, but
Yeah, just a big miscommunication between wide receivers and quarterback.
So Jalen Harmon returns it back. Now there is a penalty on the play. Let's see what that's about.
And it came in during the return, so I would think this has got to be some type of illegal block against Shippensburg on the return.
So that'll push them back in their own territory. So after the 27-yard grab by number 27, we've got an illegal block. Now the Rock turns it over, so both teams have turned it over twice now today. This is going to push him way back.
Illegal block below the waist against Shippensburg. So, yeah, that's a big penalty. That's now going to mark it at the 12-yard line.
So the Rock catching a break there, but unfortunately the drive thwarted by the Kester interception, and that's his first one of the year. Second one of the year. Last week, you remember, he was trying to throw the ball out of bounds. The ball slipped and ended up being intercepted, so... yeah, you kind of put an asterisk next to that one, but this one was on him. So Shippensburg going to start out 5-12 mark of the second quarter. It'll be first and 10 at their, 13-yard line. Man in motion. It's a tight end. And it'll be play action fake. Throw across the middle. Caught and pulled in by number 19, Josh Gunterik. He went up acrobatic style. Pulls it in. And
great
brings
catch.
It down at the 29.
Really good fingertip catch by Gonterik, getting up there and pulling that one in.
That'll be a gain of 16.
Slipper Rock brought a little blitz on that play, too, so nice job by Messina of hanging in the pocket and delivering a strike downfield.
First and 10, Red Raiders. And it'll be play action again. And a crow downfield slipping and falling is the tight end, but not before he's able to pull it in. Perfectly thrown ball to Shea O'Donnell, and he was sliding for the first down across the 43.
Again, I still don't think Shippensburg has thrown a ball outside of the hash marks. Everything has been in the middle of this Rock defense.
14-yard grab that time. 30 yards in two plays. Shippensburg on the move. Snap again. Handoff this time. And swarming defense for a tackle for a loss. As Serb had nowhere to go.
That was Wilford Clark in there first and does a great job. Little swim move against the guard in the middle of that line and gets into the backfield, and there's one of those tackles for loss. Nice job by Clark just being explosive off the snap.
And a loss of two back to the 41. That's the first tackle for a loss officially today for the Rock defense. They had 17 such last week. Double receiver split to each side for Mucina. Serb is his sidecar right. He drops back. Here comes pressure. Throws it across the middle. It's caught on the hitch. Root inside. And he breaks a tackle. And it's going down the sideline. And he's going to go break another tackle and get inside the 10. Run for the touchdown. And again, that's number 19. Gonzari breaks two tackles on the play and takes it in for a Shippensburg score.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to take anything from Gonzari. It was a great athletic play, but, boy, that's just really bad tackling by the Rock secondary of not being able to bring him down and allowing him to keep getting downfield. So sloppy tackling leads to a big explosive touchdown for the Shippensburg offense.
Josh Gonzari. And a big, big play. That goes for 59 yards. He was wide open on the outside there.
Yeah.
Here's the extra point. It's up and it's good. We've got a tie game. Late in the
second
quarter.
Right.
Well, he missed it. He pushed it
missed
right.
Missed it right, and we have a late penalty coming in here way after.
Looks like a late hit. Boy, he pushed that to the outside. It's just the angles here. Not seeing it perfectly. It's two kicks now that have miscalled. Apologize for that, but he pushed it to the right. So now that makes it a 7-6 game, and I'm sure we'll have a penalty on the kick when we come back after this 30-second timeout. Rock football here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hey, Ken Frenchak here from the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Seems like summer has rushed through, and now it's time to enjoy football on the weekends. So remember, it's time to make sure that your car is clean and ready for the highway. So stop in and choose which wash you want, and remember, our night owl specials start at 10 p.m. That's when you can save $2 off our ultimate wash. We're locally owned and nationally known. We're the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City.
You're listening to Rock Football on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Richard Nace called for the personal foul on the extra point try, which is kind of silly. But they missed the extra points, the special teams. playing an important part of our 7-6 score so far. 3:50 mark of the second quarter. And Shippensburg taking it in, a 59-yard touchdown pass. Josh Gonterik from Bryson Musina to put the first offensive score on the board, but the extra point missed, and the Rock leads by one.
And Bob, we were talking about Nace earlier in the game because, I mean, he's a great football player, but he's been doing a lot of activity after the play's been over, and finally he got called for one.
So right now, Shippensburg not showing any interest in really running the ball at this point because they have found some holes in the Rock's defense.
Especially in the middle, so we might need to look at either going with a single high safety to play that middle of the field or start dropping back some of those linebackers into those spots that they keep trying to throw into those seams.
Wynn and Glover Williams back deep for the Rock. They'll be standing just inside their 20. As David Schenck prepares for the kickoff. And after the penalty, he's kicking from his 20, so this could be good field position for the Rock. Here's the boot. It's going to go to Jermaine Wynn at his 25. He's got blocking up front. He cuts it inside the 30, runs into his own man, and is knocked down at the 33-yard line. Ran right into his own man, which I believe was Terrell Gabriel, and he gets up a little shaken up.
Yeah, that was a high-speed collision right there between those two.
Just some tight room down there because it was kicked to the near side. Not a lot of room for a win, and he was trying to kick it back up as the blocking was setting up, and just ran into his own man. So it's first and 10 Slippery Rock at their 33-yard line. Again, Wes Hills has not been in the game since very early in the opening quarter, and he's not going to be on the field right now as Kester brings his team out offensively. Carnell Harley coming to the near side. It'll be Chakar Berry in the backfield, and you've got trip receivers anchored by Henry Litwin up top. Here's the snap inside. Berry, handoff. And he's dragged across the 35 to the 37, that 38-yard line, a good first down carry.
Yeah, that's a great first down carry. Whenever you can pick up 5-6 yards on first down, it just makes second to third down so much easier, gives you more of your playbook to dive into. So big carry there on first down.
And it'll be a second and 5 after the 5-yard carry. Here's Kester in the backfield. Throws downfield, has a man wide open. Carnell Harley at the 50. And he's hit immediately, but falls forward for another yard.
Kester's a little slow
to get up.
Down to
the 48, and Kester took a big hit in the backfield at the end of that after delivering the first down play.
Yeah, he's a little gimpy.
Ball to the 47-yard line of Shippensburg now.
He's going to shake it off a little bit. He's going to hang in there.
Kester will take a little time looking to the sideline. Check with me, and 15 yards was the play, so two plays, 20 yards for the Rock.
I don't know, maybe you call a timeout here. Let him.
Here's the snap. Looks near side. Quick throw. Harley grabs it again. He's got more yardage down across the 45. Tackled at the 43. And a gain of four there.
He's still very ginger on that left leg. And again, I think you call a timeout here and allow your quarterback to kind of get his bearings and stretch that knee out a little bit. But they're going to, I mean, they got some momentum going on offense. So I get why you don't want to call a timeout too, because you got a good thing going.
Zach Cirillo in at tight end for the Rock. Here's a handoff. Berry, nice haul. Puts his head down across the 40 near the first down yardage. They're going to say he's down prior to that and actually stop him shy of the 38-yard line. But, boy, Chakar Berry showing some muscle on that one.
Yeah, and that's a good spot. You know, especially on this wet turf, these guys slide a little bit after they hit. So I think the spot's correct, but still third and short. Definitely four down territory from here.
Third and 2 after the 4-yard carry. Here's Chakar Berry hit. Drives through for the first down. He got hit right at the first down marker by number 41 linebacker Tyler Emge, and he just bowled right through him for the first down.
Now Barry's going to get a little bit of a breather. Braden Fochman comes onto the field to play running back.
Back-to-back 4-yard carries for Berry. So the Rock running back corps showing some depth. We've seen Berry obviously last year and Braden Fuffman as well, and here's the handoff to Fuffman. He goes up the middle, and he's got first down yardage down near the 30. They say he went down at the 31, a gain of 4. Three plays, carrying the ball, 4 yards each time.
Yeah, and a nice job by Austin Wake getting up there from the center position, and he's 3-4 yards upfield securing those blocks. So really nice job by the center getting out of the snap and getting upfield, and now we're approaching a minute to go here in the first half, so knocking on the door of the red zone.
Seventh play of this drive, 4 have been carries. Two passes to Carnell Harley on the outside. Here's the snap. It's going to be a pitch play. And it's Barry back in. He's got first down yardage possible. Here comes a flag late. He gets within a yard of the first down, but we've got a flag and a discussion coming in from Andrew Kester to the official. They're going to say hold.
Shippensburg is signaling
hold against the Rock. Let's see what the officials say. It is.
Offense, number 73, 10-yard penalty.
And they're going to call that on Jake Tessick, who's back this week after an injury. And that'll push the Rock back, so it stymies the drive for the moment. Just under a minute to play here in the opening half. A couple of Rock profiles, player profiles, coming up at halftime here today at Shippensburg. 7-6, the Rock leading. They had a defensive touchdown and then an extra point miss for Shippensburg after an offensive touchdown. The penalty will move the ball back now to the 41-yard line, so the Rock will have to get down to the 25 in order to pick up a first down. It's second down and long. Barry, sidecar right. Kester throws. Has Carnell Harley. He's got running room inside the 30. Gets it down inside the 30 to the 28. He'll be just shy of the first down by three.
Yeah, great job of getting a big chunk there on second down and bringing up a very third and manageable 38 seconds, and Slip Rock going to rush to the line, try to get a snap off here.
Second and, or third and three. Quick handoff. It's Barry. He's got the first down. He gets across the 25, avoids a tackle, and then
timeout.
Is pulled down at the 22-yard line. So he picks up six on that carry. It'll be a first down. The Rock calls timeout.
And Bob, how important is it to get points here on this drive? Because Ship will have the ball to start the third quarter. So you're up 7-6. If you can tack on at least three, you'd like to tack on a touchdown here heading into the half. Whenever you know the Red Raiders will come out on offense to start the second half.
That'll be the first timeout for the Rock. We'll take a 30-second timeout as well and return for Rock football in a moment on the Rock Station, 97.7.
McAvoy's Auto Body and Service in Slippery Rock is a veteran-owned and operated auto body and repair facility with state-of-the-art diagnostics, a certified suspension specialist, and a master technician with over 35 years of experience. They specialize in rust repair, including inners, outers, and cab corners. McAvoy's offers military, fire, EMS, and law enforcement discounts too. So if you're looking to get a great deal and great service, look no further. McAvoy's Auto Body and Service, half mile south of the Old Stone House on Route 8, 724-967-6860.
This is Wes Hills, running back for Slippery Rock University, and this is Rock Football.
On the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here, 7-6, the Rock leading after a timeout. They will have it first and 10 at the Shippensburg 22-yard line. The Rock leading 7-6, trying to hit pay dirt here and get some points prior to halftime.
And I'll tell you what, Bob, Kester still does not look comfortable. I mean, it's not like a real big limp, but he's just a little light on it. So going to try to gut this one out here and finish off these last 24 seconds.
So here we go, first and 10. Barry still in the backfield. Here comes the pass and a play. The Kester has to step up to avoid being sacked, and he is going to be sacked. You saw it coming from the outside as the pressure came in, and Kester never spotted it. He tried to step up and then was hit and dropped for the loss of 2 yards.
Yeah, defensive end on that play just goes straight upfield. That's number 47, Dakota Thompson. And more of a speed rush. Instead of going right into the tackle, just tries to get upfield and around him and come in from behind Kester and gets the sack.
So the loss of 2 yards on that sack.
Now the question is, 16.8 seconds to go. You're up by one. You're certainly within territory for a field goal, but, you know, obviously the touchdown is the ultimate goal here. You still have one timeout. I think you're okay to throw across the middle of the field here still because you still have that one timeout. And if you can get across the middle of the field and get first down yardage, you know, maybe you take enough time to leave two shots at the end zone before you potentially have to kick a field goal. So, you know, I think the whole field is still open here on this second down play. But then from there, you know, you got to be picky about how many more attempts you can take at the end zone.
Three passes to Carnell Harley on this drive, and they've been impressive ones. Gains of 15, 4, and 13. He's looked very veteran-like out there, and he's on the near side, the Red Raiders sideline.
Yeah, and he's drawing the safety over top, so he's going to have double coverage, which means trips over here to the top side. It's all man-to-man.
Here's Kester, and he's looking to that trip side. Throws, has a man breaking. It's picked off and dropped. And That one, not a well-thrown ball. He was trying to get Mike Merhut, but overthrew him, and it goes incomplete. So this will more than likely be a field goal try, but the Rock is showing
offense.
Down.
It's still
third down. I'm sorry. It was second there. Now it's third. 10 seconds remaining, so you only ran off 6 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, and again, with that one timeout still in your pocket, that means you have the whole field to work with here. So, you know, don't shy away from throwing in the middle. You know you got that extra timeout still in your pocket if you need it.
It'll be Carnell Harley on the near side, joined by Mike Merhut in the slot. Flanagan and Litwin up top with Barry sidecar left.
Biggest thing is not to take a sack. You don't want to lose any more yardage on a potential field goal attempt.
And here's the snap. Kester, and he's going to take a sack. And here comes a flag to boot. As the clock is winding down under five, they're going to quickly call a timeout. And now you have an injured lineman down. That's Chris Larson for the Rock. Slow to get up. He is on his feet. And he'll stay in the game. But a penalty here on the Rock, more than likely looking like a hold. And if so, this will be the second time this drive that the Rock has been called for holding. Let's see what it is, and here comes the call. Which is really going to push him back and make it a longer field goal in particular. You've been sacked in the vicinity of the 28-yard line, where the flag has been dropped at the 29.
Well, that's the decision, is that if you take the sack, it brings up fourth down. If you take the hold, there's still another play there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's probably the conversation that they're having.
I
would take the sack, yeah, bring up fourth down. There's only 3.1 seconds to go. Actually, no, if that's only 3.1, I think you take the penalty, knock it back 10 more yards, and make it a longer field goal attempt. Either way, they're going to kick a field goal.
Right.
There's
3 seconds
to go.
Holding offense, number 73, 10-yard penalty, still third down.
That's the second time.
Please reset the game clock to 4.8 seconds.
So 4.8, they're going to add a second
Slippery
onto the clock.
Rock.
That's the second time Jake Tessick has been called for holding on this drive. So the Rock going to be forced to go with a long field goal attempt possibly here. We'll see what they decide. They are going to take their final timeout, obviously, and discuss things.
And a lot of jarring going on from this Shippensburg defensive line as, you know, Slippery Rock had a good thing going, but then the defensive line for Shippensburg these last few plays has really made the impact, you know, drawing those holding penalties, getting the pressure on the quarterback. So, hey, we talked about it pregame. We knew this front seven for Ship was going to be really strong, and boy, they step up there big on this final drive of the half.
And the rain starting to fall lightly again here, so it might be a wet second half. 7-6 the score, so low scoring first half, much like what Shippensburg had last week against Clarion, and then they turned it on in the second half, although the Rock did as well, but it wasn't a low scoring first half for the Rock. They were trailing at one point, 28-7. Here's the field goal try. It's going to be a 51-yarder. Actually, the ball even beyond the 51, so we'll make this a close to a 52-yard attempt for Jake Chaplin. He tried a 51 last week, missed it, just left. And here's a timeout now, Red Raiders.
Oh, snap the ball. And you can see Chaplin saying snap it because he wanted that practice kick. You know Shippensburg's going to call a timeout, so snap it anyway. Let your kicker get a practice shot at it.
So the Rock trying to add three at halftime.
Well, it's called gamesmanship.
Cloudy skies and a breeze here on a day that's in the 60s after being around 90 last week. I'm sure these players are really loving what's happening today, though.
Well, you got to... You know, I think halftime's coming at a good point here for this Rock team. You got Kester, who's a little gimpy off that knee. We haven't seen Wes Hills since the first quarter. So a little banged up through this first half. Good to get into the locker room, get the training staff looking at him. You know, tape up whatever needs taped up and get back out here for the second half.
Got to wonder, you know, remember the one running play where Wes Hills took a really hard shot on the far sideline.
Yeah. That was the last time I've ever seen him in the game.
Yeah,
so.
And he... He looked like
good news is he's got his
ginger.
Helmet.
Yeah, he's got his helmet. It might be some kind of a chest bruise or something. I don't know. But he was hit pretty hard on that play, and it was up high.
Right.
So here's the attempt now, and they're going to be spotting it again just across the 41-yard line. It'll make it a 51-yard attempt. Jake Chaplin, left-footed kicker. He'll beyond the near hash near the Red Raiders sideline. Mike Marhaat with the hold. And here's the snap. It's high. He pulls it down. Here's the kick, and it's not going to make it anywhere near the goalpost. It's far to the left and short. And Jake just didn't get a hold of that one for whatever reason. The snap was a bit high, but it's a missed attempt. So that'll do it for the opening half. And the Rock misses an opportunity to add to the score. It's 7-6 at halftime. We'll come back and recap the opening half in a moment when we continue Rock football here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Looking for a great price on a clean, dependable pre-owned car? Then head to Honda North. Browse over 7,000 pictures of our used car inventory easily at HondaNorth.net. Every pre-owned car undergoes a 182-point inspection and comes with free Carfax report. And buying from Honda North comes with benefits, free PA state inspections, free service loaner cars. And at Honda North, every fifth oil change is free. Buying a pre-owned car is a big deal. At Honda North, we'll help you find the right car for you. Honda North, more cars, more prices.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Just try us.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on Butler Agway for everything, seeds to feeds. Canning season is in full swing, and they carry everything you need. Spices, pickling, canning jars, pots, including the crocks for sauerkraut. Pet food? They carry a wide array of wholesome feed for all of your animals, including treats, chews, and vitamins. Stop by Butler Agway today, Route 68, right across from the Farm Showgrounds, and see why we say you can count on Butler Agway all the time. Butler Agway.
Do you have an Amazon Echo, Tap, or Dot in your home? If you do, you can load the new Butler Radio News skill and get the latest local news, sports, and weather from Alexa anytime you want. The Butler Radio News skill is the area's only skill to offer local news, sports, and weather. To get the skill, open your Alexa app, search for Butler Radio News, and enable the skill. It's that simple. Alexa, what's in the news?
From the Butler Radio Network, here is the latest news.
The Butler Radio Network is proud to be a leader in providing up-to-date local content to you on the devices you use, on your radio, your computer or tablet, your smartphone, and now on your Amazon Alexa device.
Rock football on the station that rocks. The Rock Station, 97.7.
And we're back here at Chippensburg University at halftime. A couple of Rock profiles coming your way in a few minutes here. Let's recap the scoring. Both teams starting out their opening series with three and outs and punts, but Shippensburg had an opportunity for pay dirt on the end of the Slippery Rock drive, drive. The Rock was expected to get the ball back, but a fumble by Eric Glover Williams and gave Ship an opportunity inside the 20-yard line, but Kyle Hall interception thwarted that. Eventually, the Rock would score on a long drive by Shippensburg, in which a ball was fumbled into the hands of Tristan McDonald near the goal line, and he ran it back 97 yards for a touchdown, and that thwarted that 11-play drive by Shippensburg and put the Rock up 7-0, and that would be their only scoring of the day. Shippensburg, on the very next drive, put together a 8-play drive, but had a 35-yard field goal attempt blocked. And a couple of series later, the Rock put together a decent drive, but Jake Chaplin missing a 45-yard field goal. And then the Shippensburg Red Raiders hitting a big pass play for 59 yards. Bryson Musina to Josh Gonterik, 59-yard touchdown. They missed the extra point. And on the ensuing series, the Rock putting together an 11-play drive in which it resulted in a missed 51-yard field goal for Jake Chaplin. So he's missed two today after being named the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference Special Teams Western Division Player of the Week. But in particular, two penalties of holding on that particular play really costing the Rock a shot at a nice short field goal, and we remain at 7-6.
Yeah, you were looking at a potential, one point, a 30-yard attempt, 35-yard attempt, and now you end up having to settle for a 51-yard attempt to close out the half, which was no good. So, it's interesting because you feel good, you're up 7-6, but at the same time, you think about it, your offense hasn't put any points on the board yet. That's a defensive touchdown you have. So, I think everything that we thought coming into this game as far as the front seven for Shippensburg has been absolutely spot on. They are tough. They get after the quarterback. They're hard to run against. But I think if you stick with that game plan, you keep chunking away with the runs, the passing game is going to open up. It's going to continue to open up. We've seen some really soft spots in that Shippensburg secondary, especially along the sidelines. So if you stick with your ground game, you know, you may only get 3 or 4 yards at a time, but make sure that you're keeping the defense honest.
I think there's going to be some exploitation there down the sideline in the second half, and I think there's going to be some openings for Kester and these receivers.
Shippensburg's been able to move the ball on the rock, even though they only have one touchdown, but they've picked up 270 total yards in the opening half and have been able to run the ball at times very effectively as well. But the passing downfield has been rather impressive, 161 yards, 13 of 24 is Mucina. The Rock, 11 of 19, Kester for 122 yards. The Rock putting together 52 yards on the ground thus far. We've not seen Wes Hills since early in the game. Wes came into the game, 2 carries for 5 yards. It's been really Chakar Berry, 9 carries, 42 yards so far. But again, just not able to put the ball into the end zone at this particular point. A lot of mistakes out there. It almost looks like an opening week game.
Yeah, it has not been the cleanest half of football. But again, you know, I mean, you're sitting here, you're up by one at halftime. So it's hard to complain too much, but boy, there's definitely some things that they're going to be working on. Some adjustments can be made here in the half and come out here. You know, I think defensively for Slippery Rock, I'm not sure you change anything in the second half. The way you've been getting after it, you know, kind of that bend, don't break. You'll give up all those yards, but, you know, Shippensburg having a hard time punching it in. So I like where this game is at right now. We'll see what's going to go on with, you know, Kester and Hills coming back in the second half as far as those injuries. And, you know, get back to it and hopefully get some offensive points here on the board in the third quarter.
And so far, Brad Zaffram in his first game at Rock linebacker. He's leading tackler at this point. 2 solo tackles and 5 total tackles. A tackle for a loss split between Timmy Vernick and Wilford Clark so far. So the Rock defense, they've found some holes in the Rock defense so far, has Mucina, and a lot of that across the middle. So I'm sure the Rock will make some adjustments on that. And again, it's been pretty much the same thought process for the Rock as you just mentioned, too. So.
And, you know, the long touchdown by Shippensburg, 3 missed tackles on that play alone. So, you know, just clean up the tackling, shore up the tackling here in the second half, and you're going to avoid those big splash plays, and you're going to keep making Shippensburg try to earn it.
So, again, we're at halftime. 7-6 is the score in favor of the Rock here in Shippensburg. We will be back after a couple of Rock.